stays on the base, I believe. Yeah. Okay. Now, for some reason I don't fully understand, maybe it comes up later in the Masech, I don't recall. Shimon ben Azai seems to be a big topic, a hot topic here, specifically ben Azai as being one of the Talmidim who had to be an essential part of, who would have likely to argue with the Sanhedrin and know that they were wrong. And if you would follow them, you would follow them because you would make a mistake and say that
his mistake would be they would think the Torah said I have to follow them nonetheless, even though they're mistaken.
And we're in the line right above the line above the Tzion Yerushalayim on the left hand, on the right hand margin. Wait a minute, if he's mistaken that he thinks that the Torah said follow them, even if they're wrong, then he's not an outstanding Talmid Chacham like Shimon ben Azai, who's suitable to Paskin. Because he should be familiar with the following drasha, Kehada Detani. He should be familiar with that which he learned. Yochelim Yom Lucha Yom Jusmal. This is different than Rashi Chumash, the very famous kasha, the contradiction between the Yerushalmi and Chumash and this Yerushalmi and Horios. Because Rashi Chumash means on the drasha. I feel I mean Lucha Yamin Shu Small Val Small Shu Yamin. You're supposed to listen to Dibre Chachamim. Whatever it says there, don't deviate from whatever they tell you. So the Kohen the Chumash, even if they're wrong, you're supposed to follow them. But the way the Yerushalmi has it, not according to Chumash, Kohen the Sifri, when the Yerushalmi says it, should you follow them, even if they tell you right, that right is left or left is right? Tam Loma, it's supposed to say, no, it should say, Asher Yagidu Lecha, Yamin Usmol. Whatever they tell you on right and on left, Shayomu Lecha, they should tell you, Yamin Shayomin Vosmol Shusmol. Okay, and this is, again, not like the Drosha in the Bavli, and, the Bavli, I don't think, has this Drosha, but not like the Sifri. Not like the Sifri, which Darshan's that even they tell you that left is right and right is left. And there's a very long Amud Yerushalayim here who brings down all the people who argue in the Yerushalmi, and he doesn't have a good answer. The Kikolodin brings down here from the Chidah. I don't know, the Kikolodin might actually be the Chidah, but he brings down here from the Chidah that there are two types of left and right. I mean, there's something where it's a blatant mistake or something which seems to you like it might be a mistake, but really it's more of a judgment call. So that when Rashi and Chumash says even to tell you that left is right and right is left, it means that something which is, you know, you might think they're wrong, but it's Wad Shikla Das. Whereas this is something where they're so blatantly in error, so it's not really a contradiction.
So then he meant, so Lamaisa, the Yerushalmi says, if that's the case, how can you talk about, the Bavli says that Shaykh Shok Shagaga, in that you thought that it's necessary to follow Sanhedrin, even though they're wrong, right? Right, that you should follow the Chacham, even though you think they're a mistake. But Yerushalmi rejects it. Yerushalmi says there's no such mistake like that. Yerushalmi says if you know that they're wrong, you know how to follow them. And Shimon ben Azai, who is somebody who's suitable to argue in the Sanhedrin, would know not to follow them in such a case. So where is it Shaykh in such a case? Yerushalmi is still bothered in a case. What is the case where a person could be shogeg and follow Sanhedrin even though he knows that the Sanhedrin is wrong? Again, because he can't just say, well, I'm following them because I think I have to follow them when they're wrong, because Yerushalmi just said, you don't follow Sanhedrin if you think they're wrong. So what's the case of a shogeg where he made that mistake? So Mike Kadun, what's the case of Rabbi Yezu Shemrahila said, Pisha b'chom mokam shogeg potu mezit chayim. Says, no, when our Mishnah says shogeg, this is not like the Bavli. When our Mishnah says, if you're shogeg and following the Beis Din, that means you could be amazing. You could be intentionally following the Beis Din, right? It's not that you know that the Avera is, or rather what I meant to say is that you could be know that Avera is wrong. And you follow doing it anyway. Because Beis Din said to do it. Ah, in that case, you shouldn't leave to listen to the basic because you know that they're wrong. So nevertheless, that's still considered to be also baras basin. Shechomakam shogi potter mezid chayev v'kafilu mezid potter. Even if you know they're wrong, your examination is a little bit based in. In fact, what he wants to say, which is a tremendous chiddush, if I understand it correctly, that normally the shayi is potter, but here it's chayev. I mean, normally mezid is potter from korban, but here mezid is chayev and korban. Why is it chayev and korban? Because he followed based in. Now that makes no sense, really, because the Yerushalmi just got through saying he shouldn't have listened to Beis Din. So where is his shogi? In order to be in carbon, you have to be a shogi in some account. He renewed that Beis Din, so he knew he's not supposed to listen to Beis Din on any account. So it's very difficult. Again, according to Bavli, his shogi is that he thought you're supposed to listen to Beis Din, even when Beis Din makes a mistake. But the Yerushalmi rejects that. Yerushalmi says you don't listen to Beis Din, they make a mistake. If they're in error, then you don't listen to them. So where's the shogi? It's a double mazid. So the truth is, if you look at the Yerushalmi carefully, it looks like the Gilead of Ephraim is correct. Because I glossed over the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, listen, look at it carefully. Michael Dov Rabbi Yosef Shenel said, V'yishev v'choma kom shogei potter mezid chayev. What do you mean shogei potter mezid chayev? V'choma kom shogei chayev mezid potter. All over shogei must bring a korban, and a mezid exempt from a korban. But here it says the opposite. So the way the Gilead of Ephraim wants to learn on the bottom, let's say a tremendous chiddush. And he's probably right, because the Lashon and the Gemara. He wants to say a story, the Aramish story about Malchus. Aramish is really talking about Malchus, and he really wants to say, or even the Pnei Moshe, I think, says, somebody says Misas Basin, that normally a Shogig is parted from Misas from Malchus, and a Mezid is Chayiv from Malchus. But here, even the Mezid is parted. Why is that? Even they should tell the Basin. Now, so what? So what if he's told the Basin? He knew it's wrong. So the Gilead of Ephraim says a real Polish avort. He says, in order to get Malchus, you need Hasra. But based on just Paskin, that this Aveir is Mutter, right? That's the whole concept of Horios, who's going to give him Hasra. What Aiden can come to him and say, Yankel, you're about to commit an Aveira. He'll say, I'm not going to commit an Aveira. Based on just Paskin, it's Mutter. He knows it's Asur! Right? He knows they made a mistake. He knows it's awesome to listen to them. But we still can't give him Malchus. Why can't we give him Malchus? Because of a technicality. There's nobody who can adjudicate this case. Okay? Now, it's far-fetched that the Mishnah is talking about Malchus, but that's how he wants to say it. In other words, so when the Mishnah said to in the Masechta that V'ach Yachi V'asa Shogig Al-Pihem, right, Areza Potur, it means that even though he's amazed, he's still a shogeg vis-a-vis Malchus. Because even though he's amazed, we can't give Masra, so he can never be liable for Malchus. Okay? So again, it's distorting the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah really, we learned till now, has to do with Korban. And whether you bring a Korban when based in Paskins, or you don't bring a Korban when based in Paskins. But Lamaisa, we're up the creek, according to Yerushalmi. If you're not allowed to blizzard the base when they make a mistake, and you knew better, and you knew that they made a mistake, so you're amazed on all accounts. So what could possibly be the reason being carbon? What could possibly be the reason you're exempt from being your own personal carbon? You're exempt from being carbon. What exactly exempt you for? How can we call you a shogeg? So therefore, what he was saying is that he's showing you that he's part of from Malchus. Okay? So that's again what he says, Michael Rabbius, you betray my real self, you should call me, come show you, Potter, Mazid Chai, the Kahil of here, I feel Mazid Potter, even the Mazid is law exempt, Nesh Tobe Vesi is exempt not from Korban, but he's exempt from Malchus. Okay? Kavrai Bashem Shmuel, the Kavrai name of Shmuel said, Yachi Mashlim Urob Sibur, he must Nisa. I'm just telling you about where you have 49%, I mean 50%. Of the community commit Aveira, because based in Paschal. And this guy puts it out over the top for 51%. I will call Yachid to Yachid to also be Fneatmo, but each individual who did on his own, meaning if there's less than 50%, let's say an individual that they're 49.9% of Christ will commit a sin, based on a rose based on. So then they have to bring individual korbanos. So it says your potter, but we're going to switch because all of them for switch. potter here with maybe kisbos here from the two line tent. Anybody holds your line. Now, this is what's interesting about Shmuel is that even like this, Shmuel said if it, the less than majority of basin sinned, they bring a korban. If even a majority sinned, if they didn't sin because based in Paskin that way, but rather, you know, you never heard of based in Paskin, well, you just figure you're going to sin. It was really a shogi, but you ate the chalef, not knowing the based in Matir chalef. You ate the chalef unintentionally based on your own mistake. You know, you thought chalef was awesome, but you ate it nonetheless. And you had not honed or heard that based had been Matir chalef at that time. You still bring your own korban, even if a majority of Klai Yisrael sinned. So, Gornish, well, if minority of Klai Yisrael sinned, that'll be a Ros Beit Din, or even a majority, but some of them sin based on their own ignorance, not based on Beit Din's psak, they all bring their own individual korbanos. Okay? Even an individual who did on his own, potter. Now, there's two facets for Rabbi Yochanan as well. According to Rabbi Yochanan, if less than 50% of Klai Yisrael sins, they're still exempt. Even though Basin doesn't bring a korban. Basin only brings the korban there, par helim davar, if more than 50% of Klai Yisrael sins. If less than 50% of Klai Yisrael sins, then Basin doesn't bring a korban, but nevertheless the guy is off the hook. Why? Because he did up here Ross Basin. In this case, Basin doesn't bring a korban, but he's also going to bring a korban. And even if it's... even if he did the korban, the aveira on his own cognizance, again, he wasn't aware of the psak based in. Nevertheless, he also, in that case, doesn't bring a korban. So there are two elements in the machlokas of Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel over here. According to Shmuel, if you have less than 50% of Klai Yisrael on basis not bringing a korban, he brings a korban no matter what. Even if it's more than 50% and basis is bringing a korban, if he did the sin on his own cognizance, he still brings his own korban. According to Rabbi Yochanan, every time there is a tzibur commits a sin, a pil ras basin, even less than 50%, and basin is not bringing a korban, he himself doesn't bring a korban. And where basin does bring a korban, well, for that matter, even if basin does bring a korban, but where there's a tzibur, which is doing it based on haraz basin, even if you did it on your own, nevertheless, you're exempt from a korban.
So according to
it based in the pasuk, and the Gemara is going to explain that. No psak based in. It's really Baal Batish, right?
Yeah.
Based in the pasuk. The what makes this all complicated is the fact of a Ros based in. Okay. The kasha back to Rish Shmuel, so we have difficulty according to Shmuel. Lo nimtza kol yochid v'yochid miskapel lo b'shnei chatos. I don't say in a case where based in is being a carbon because it was Rok Tzibur, and you're being a carbon yourself because you did it on your own ignorance. Not because you heard a basin psak. So aren't there two korbanos being brought on this guy? The korban of basin and the korban of himself? So the truth is, it's not a kasha. It's really not a kasha. The Mechaman calls it a kusha lav chaluta. It's not a true kasha. Yeah, so what? Basin has its own level which it brings korban for itself, and you have your own level which you bring korban for yourself. It's not a kasha. But Rabbi Zira Taka Gwenegs in Neim Shmuel. Rabbi Zira says, "Name Shmuel." He doesn't hold like the Chavrai name Shmuel. He says, "Taka Hayachat Toli." It depends. The individual's contingent. Ochu Rov, majority of Am Yisrael sin, but based in Mevin. Then based in brings the korban. No matter what, whether he's part of the Rov or not part of the Rov, once based in brings the korban, there's only that one korban of based in. And Ochu Miut, only the minority ate Hayachid maybe the individual brings. Even there, this argument, there's still an argument between Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel, but not as big of a machlekes. Because he'll hold the court that said, once you have a majority, he'll agree with Rabbi Yochanan that only Beis Din brings. To the minority, Rabbi Yochanan will hold the Beis Din Paskin, the minority is still exempt. But Shmuel will hold the Beis Din Paskin, according to Rabbi Zira, Beis Din Paskin, even if based in Paskin, as long as the minority is still the individual brings his own korban. Okay? Now, next Gemara. The Gemara says in Tag Yimel Amrav, Kol ha-roya she-based in bub she-based in, anytime the roya is based in, par, she-kol roya she-based in should be based in Mevim par. Based in brings the bull, and a yochim may be kisbo v'sir, the individual does not bring a lamb or a sheep. as his own personal korban. Now here it should say as well, Moshe brings it down. At the, you know, it's interesting. Holy Ghost is unique in that, almost unique, is unique, I think, in that the, in the Vilna Shas and the Bavli, there's the Nuschas Talmud Bnei Me'arava. In other words, it brings down the Holy Yerushalmi verbatim in the Bavli edition. And there it's different, the variations. And here in the bottom, you'll see, on the bottom of the page, says Nuschas Yerushalmi Sheba Bavli. Because that's from there, and that Nusuch, it seems, is better than the Yerushalmi in front of us. This is a period Nusuch. So I don't know exactly where it comes from, but it is supposed to be superior. Okay? So there it says the flip side of this as well. The Chor Rosh Basin Eim of the Empire, Eitan Basin doesn't bring a bull, Ein Ayochim Bevi Kizbo Sira, an individual does not bring a sheep or a lamb. So, and then it continues. It's like the Shmuel Pasar Masnitzim, by the way, the Pnei Moshe brings us all down, the first Pnei Moshe. Shmuel Pasar Masnitzim, Shmuel explains the Brisa, the Rov Umiut. The only thing which we are contingent on is a majority and minority. Achlu Rov, right, if it's majority, majority of the congregation sin. Hoyle Basin of the Empire, since Basin brings a bull, and a Yochim maybe Kizbo Sira, the individual is not bringing a lamb or a sheep. Achlu Miut, if minority ate, this is all not in the Gemara, if minority ate, Hoyle Basin of the Empire, since the Basin does not bring a bull, right, Hayochid maybe Kizbo Sira, the individual brings a Kizbo Sira. Now that's true according to Shmuel. Shmuel says, if it's a minority who sin, and Basin does not bring, therefore, a korban, so then the individual is bringing a korban, because that's Shmuel Shita. Shmuel Shita is a Ross Basin only potters where Basin itself is bringing a korban, not where Basin itself is exempt from a korban. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold that way. Rabbi Yochanan, we know, holds that even where Basin himself is not bringing a korban, as long as Basin paskind, still the individual is exempt from a korban. So how does Rabbi Yochanan learn that price? So
who brings a korban?
Nobody.
I understand that.
You don't understand theologically. You understand it. So what? Rabbi Yochanan's theology is that exam. There's a technicality, you know. So no, nobody brings a korban. What can I tell you? Okay.
Where does he learn that?
Good question. It's not clear. Rumor's going to ask that later on. Rumor's going to ask. Rumor's going to come up with an answer. Rabbi Yochanan Pasa Masdisa. Now we're back in the Gemara here. Rabbi Yochanan Pasa Masdisa Baroyas Basin. So Rabbi Yochanan says the dichotomy is rather in the type of Aroy. Can't be the Malchus or whatever Basin Paskins, whether a minority sin, majority sin, the individuals are exempt, right? So rather means like this, the dichotomy is in the type of Psak Basin made. Holy Basin lacquers kolaguf, Basin to eradicate the entire mitzvah from the Torah. Holy Lu Basin, since Basin, here again we have to switch because it's wrong as it's written in front of us. Holy Basin should be Ein Mevi'in Par, since Basin don't bring a bull, because the halacha is they have to be Oiker Mitzvah Sumashir Mitzvah. They have to uproot part of the mitzvah, but leave another part of the mitzvah, right? So since Holy Lu Basin. No, it's a Mishnah. We're going to have a Mishnah. Hopefully we'll get the Mishnah tonight and hammer it out. Hoyle Ubeistin, Aim of the Empire, since they don't bring a bull, and a Yochid maybe Kizbo Zira. Sorry, it should be Yochid maybe Kizbo Zira. Since the Ubeistin doesn't bring a bull, so an individual does bring a Kizbo Zira. Because that Psak of base is not the type of base in Psak which exempts you from being a Korban. And vice versa, if they paskin to cancel some and sustain some, hoil here should be since based in Mevi'in Par, since based in would bring a cow, although not necessarily, if there's only a minority. So in that case, Hayochid Eino Mevi Kisbos here, the angel does not bring a sheep or lamb. Okay? Shmuel said Masnisa. Now, this bright, I'm not going to torture you with this because I didn't feel like torturing myself. It's meaning that it's citing a Bryson from the Sifri, not a Bryson in front of us. Okay, it's not relevant. We don't have to get into what exactly Bryson says. Pnei Moshe brings it down. I'm not going to get into it. But Shmuel, my that must Nisa, I die in an yoim, but the Bryson which is brought down from the Sifri, I would still say, Milta Kosh Osu Chayovin. If minority of the congregation sin, then they still have to bring their own individual korbanos. They still have to bring their own individual korbanos. She'ein basim mevin balim par. Why? Because since base is not bringing a bull on them, they have to bring their own korbanos, right? So I might say it's only a minority. How do I know even if it's a majority? I mean, nine afilu ma tamlo ma'am oretz. Then it says am ha'oretz. That means afilu kulo, afilu rubo. Even if the majority, even if the entirety of Am Yisrael, it should be afilu rubo, afilu kulo. Same idea. Even majority, minority, so even if everybody in Am Yisrael sinned, and after Beis Paskin, it's mutter to do, but they all sinned out of their own ignorance. They had never heard that Beis Pesach. Nevertheless, in that case, each and every individual has to bring his own korban. So it says, "Me'am oretz ba'soso." It says by individual korban, right? If individuals commit sins, even if they're part of an entire nation which committed a sin, and even after Beis Paskin, but if they sinned as individuals, each one has to bring a korban according to Shmuel. Okay? So says the Gemara, what does Rabbi Yochanan do with that price? So what does he do with that? Rabbi Yochanan, but the Masnisa, Adayin, and Yoimim, Yatakosh, Osu, Bluho, Roya, Chayovin. If a minority congregation did the Avera without a Psak of base, then of course they have to bring their own Korbanos, right? Shekem, Bo, Roya, ain't base in Mevian Par. But perhaps it's only because if Basin did Paskin, they wouldn't bring a cow. Now, a bull. Now, it's true that if Basin had Paskin, they wouldn't bring a bull, and the individuals wouldn't bring a korban according to him, because that's his unique shita, right? But I might say, perhaps minority of the congregation, they don't bring, they bring korbanos when they committed a sin in unison, because we're even if Basin would have Paskin for them, they still, when Basin wouldn't have brought the bull. However, now there's the flip side is missing from here. The flip side should be, but what about if a minority did with a psaka based in? In other words, based on an erroneous psaka based in. Maybe they also have to bring a sheep or a lamb individually. That's what has to tell us, Rabbi Yochanan has to tell us, that in that case, no. Now, I'm not sure if he learns this out somehow from Mama or it's or not. Then in that case, they are slept after the Beis Din, and they don't bring their own karma. Which is very difficult. Because his flip sides don't really work, and Lamar is going to ask on this momentarily. Shmuel Ma Shmuel says, Avol Heim Evin Kitzvos. Here, so Shmuel holds, if based in Paskin, the minority follow their Psak, so every individual brings a Kitzvos Sira, even a majority. Right, if based in Paskin, but the individuals follow their own cognizance, then they bring their own kisbos here. But certainly, when a minority sin, even if based in did Paskin, then they bring their own kisbos here. Rabbi Yochanan lohem mevin kisbos here. You don't say the based in Paskin, even until the minority sin, and based in themselves does not bring a korban, they too do not bring a korban. Now, daitin shmo koin shmo the yoliv chayav mechayav. Shmo learns an individual who does and are there on his own cognizance, is even if it's a majority of the community of sin, brings his own korban from an individual who did his avera as part of a minority of the congregation, even though Ross based it. Okay, there's a continuum there. How exactly works, whatever. But one is chayav and the other is chayav. They're both liable. That I understand. Makes sense. I'll die to Rabbi Yochanan, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, the other lechim yiptur. But Kohen Rabbi Yochanan has a work. He's learning that a minority of the congregation, which did Boraz based in his potur, because based in Paskin. Yet at the same time, if the minority of the congregation sinned without a Boraz based in, well, since it based in a Paskin, they wouldn't have brought a bull, so therefore now the based in a Paskin. So then, each and every individual is liable to bring his own korban. It doesn't flow. He's trying to learn out that each individual brings his own korban. In the case of there was no Ross Basin, as the flip side of nobody bringing a korban, or based in Paskin, the minority sin based on basis of the psak. How can the p'tur, if we extrapolate from the p'tur to the chiyuv, there's something wrong, there's something choppy. The Gemara doesn't address the issue anymore of that. Just makes a notation that there's something choppy there. I'm sure it's like, you know, in the Bavli we have the word kashya. It's difficult, but one could find an answer. The Gemara doesn't bother going into it. Masnisa ma'priya shmona. Following Brisa argues and Shmuel. Following Brisa says, for all doyle of chatasor asher chotor. If an individual sins, and he becomes cognizant of his sin which he committed, so then he brings a korban. Baby, then he brings. Yotza mumer lakum. This precludes a meshumah. Meshumah, even if he, meshumah doesn't mean korban. Now, the thing is like this. What it means is that, let's say you meshumah, right? He would have eaten the cheeseburger. Well, cheeseburger is a bad example because that's not a chiyuv korban. He would have eaten the filet mignon, right? Even if you told him, you know, it has chaylev in it, he would have eaten it anyway. But in this case, he talked it was a filet mignon. He thought it was a regular kosher steak, right? So in this case, the chazal say, nevertheless, he doesn't mean a korban. Hi, in this case, he was showing you, but it wouldn't be shoved midiyoso. Had he been aware that it was a filet mignon, he wouldn't eat it anyway. So he wants to hop on do tshuva just because it wasn't worth filet mignon. We don't let him do that. That doesn't work. Okay? So the question is according to Shmuel. According to, it's a cute question. I learned the way the Orson Meir says it. He says, if when based in Paschim, son is mutter. You did it on your own cognizance. Right? You did it on your own cognizance anyway. Blissfully unaware, based in Pesach, that's mutter. And then he find out. And he thought, oh, I did an Isser, right? I did an Isser. But, and then he found out, no, based in Pesach, it's mutter. But of course, based in Pesach, it's mutter erroneously. But you don't know that. Nevertheless, you bring your own korban, right? You bring your own korban. Now, wait a minute. This guy is not a Shav Midioso. Had he known what based that it was chaylev, but had he known the base in a paskin that it was okay, he would have eaten it anyway, right? Yet Shmuel saying that he brings a korban because his sin was independent of the ras basin. So here too, let's say the same thing by the meshumad. True, had he known, he would have eaten anyway. But this is independent sin. At this point in time, this sin is divorced from the general issue, right? Just like Baruch based in Shmuel says, yes, it's true, I know it based in Paschi, he would have done it anyway. But right now, he's sitting on his own cognizance, he brings his own korban. So it's told the same thing, it's a Meshumat La'akum, right? It's true that had he known that it's a filet mignon, he wouldn't eat anyway. But right now, since he didn't know, he should have to bring his own korban. So how come it says a Meshumat La'akum doesn't bring his own korban? Anywhere it doesn't answer the question. More just leaves it true. More asks another question, Shmuel. Says more basically the same question over in a different form. No, it's not. Sorry, take that back. Masisa Pliya Shmuel is another question, Shmuel. It says, Nevesh Kitechto. Achas Kitechto. Of a soul, this from Gemara we had way back at the beginning of the Masechto. A soul sins. Achas Techto, one sins. Basoiso, when it commits Aver sins. Harelu Mutin, these are three exclusions. Hatoyla ba'atzmo chayev, hatoyla be'based in Porter. Somebody who's contingent on himself is chayev. Somebody who's contingent on based in is exempt, right? Now, this argues on the other part of Shmuel, because this seems to say quite clearly that if you are contingent on based in, machdish ken chinuch, it doesn't matter if there was a minority of people who sinned. And Basin doesn't bring a korban, or majority of people who sin, and Basin does bring a korban. Lamaisa, you're tied on Basin. So you're tied on Basin, you're potter from bringing your own personal korban. Hadar, pliga, Shmuel, this argues that Shmuel of a leislikium, and there's no way for Shmuel to refute this. Now, the truth is, Rabbi Zira's tradition name is Shmuel's Basin, same as Rabbi Yochanan, that wouldn't have been a problem.
because he would have agreed basically with these two prices. But it's a refutation of Chevrai Shita Neim Shmuel. We have two questions on Chevrai Shita Shmuel, both aspects. On the question of whether an individual on his own cognizance, even the majority of the Sibur sits in on the basin's psak, whether he has to bring his own korban, and Shmuel said he does, and now we have the question of if that's the case, how come the Mumer Lakum, who ate a filet mignon, not knowing his filet mignon at this point in time, why does he bring his own korban as well? Should be a parallel case. And on the second aspect of Shmuel, where Shmuel said that if it's a minority of the congregation, I'll be psak based in, then the individuals have to bring their own korban, and that is difficult. We have this drasha which tells us that somebody who's toilet b'das based in is exempt from being a korban. Okay? So we have to refute both aspects of Shmuel Halacha. That was a very difficult Gemara.
Is this my focus on the Bavli too?
It beats me. I don't think so.
I don't remember either,
but it's Horios.
I would have remembered Rabbi Yochanan's sheet.
Yeah.
About being puzzled from being
in. Yeah. Some of this is in the Bavli, some of this is not. The truth is, Maraponim does bring down on the previous page based on part, some of it is in the Bavli. So it seems like at least part of it is there. Okay, Hora based in Yodu Shatov. It gets much easier. Hora based in Yodu Shatov. I think Horios is generally like this. Easier it goes along. Hora based in Yodu Shatov. Basin made a mistake, Paskin, and then they knew that they made a mistake. But Chosben, they reneged. Beit Shlevi Karbosim, Beit Shlevi Karbosim, but they didn't yet bring their korban. Vahosopim, and a guy went and did it afterwards, not having known the basin was Choser Bohem. He didn't know the basin had reneged on their erroneous psak. The Shimon, the Rishim says the guy is still exempt because he's still following basin. I don't even know the reneged. Lezim is Sofik, we're not so sure. You know, it could be, you know, he's liable because he should have found out what the current status, what the law books say right now. Ezu Sofik, what's the quest Sofik? Yashua Besoch Beso Chayev. If he was sat at home, he's certainly liable to bring his own carbon because he should have found out. Right? Should have gone out and found out what basis passing today. Should have gone, went and read the based in Gazette. Halkam Medina Sayam Potter. But if he went to Medina Sayam, he's exempt. Now the truth is it means if he's on his way out, so he's exempt. And now the way, it's not clear exactly from the, what does it mean, chayev and potter? But the way the korban pnei moshe was, chayev means it's chayev and oshem toli, if he sat home. Still not chayev of korban mamish, only oshem toli. Because we don't know whether he would have heard or not heard. Whereas if he went to chutzlaretz, he's certainly potter, because we assume that he definitely didn't hear and definitely didn't have the capacity to hear the Beis Din reneged.
Doesn't the rule of
Chazaka
that he can hear at all? But you have a
Chazaka
that's in
basically. No, because the question is his personal liability. Yeah, Chazaka he didn't hear, but the question is whether he's culpable for not having heard. It's kind of like Omer Mutter, Shreyeg, or Korob Lemezidu. Somebody thinks that he's Mutter because he didn't learn. What's his status? So here's a similar idea.
Well, not about not hearing, but the chazok is that until you hear otherwise, chazok.
No, it doesn't work. Yeah, that's what it doesn't work. If the law changes, it might be incumbent upon you to hear that the law has changed. Because they change the speed limit, you know, you have to find out.
I'm trying to think the Arab is, and there's a green flag in the.
But that's different. You know, it's different because that's not
until the flag goes down.
Yeah, but that's different. That's special halacha by Shabbos could be because of misafik, all different reasons. Not necessarily doesn't apply here. Okay, Ramai Kirkin said, "Modani b'zeshu korav l'ptur min achoyva." In this case, the guy who's traveling, I concede that he's more closer to ptur and l'choyva. And the question is, what exactly are kibbutz? I'm not getting more. I have anything more going to speak about. Benazai said, here is Benazai, although he didn't appear at first mission, but he does play a role, or maybe he did. I don't think he appeared at first mission. Amal Benazai said, no, he's the one who's been speaking about the whole time. No, he doesn't, didn't appear at first mission. Benazai says, Mashna Zem Mina Yeshu Beso, what's the difference between this guy and guy sitting at home? So Rabbi Kiva responds, Yeshu Beso Efshariel Shalom Shishma, the guy sitting home, he could have heard, therefore, at best, he's Chayv and Oshem Toli, certainly not a so-called together. Is that a guy's traveling lawyer? I've shown Shalishma. I couldn't hear or have heard anything. Okay? Rabbi Avishem, Rabbi Shimon Lokesh. Now, this actually goes back to the previous sugya. Not yet going in our Mishnah. We'll come back to our Mishnah momentarily. But Avishem, Rabbi Shimon Lokesh said, Masnisa, the Mishnah, which was talking about the Mishnah Pah said it based in Paskin, and one of them knew they made a mistake, and he went and he did differently. So according to Gillen and Frying previously, you know, he's exempt from Malkus because we can't give him Malkus, right? Forget about the Korban issue. He's exempt from Malkus because we can't give him Malkus, right? So who's that like? Who's the guy who's talking about can go to Shimon and Azir? He already said there has to be a Choshev Talmid. Not a member of the Sanhedrin, but it's Choshev Talmid Shimon Azir. Yosef's name is sitting in front of the Sanhedrin. Manachem says, what are we talking about? Imshus Yochor, if he stood up and said, Rabbi Yisai, Shimon Adari Mumchim, you all guys are all wrong, and he proved them wrong, and then their psak was on them void. So it's nice to talk about. Imshus Suko, so if they said, no, Ben Azai, you're wrong, so then Tibotorah is so, then his psak is not valid, which by definition, he's wrong, right? El Kinechem, we're talking about it, it's very logical. Each guy stood on his own ground. So there, the Sanhedrin stood their ground and he stood their ground. Or also, their psak vizbiyim is not a valid psak. Because they couldn't repudiate him. However, vizbi others, it is a valid psak because he was not able to refute them. Okay? So it's like one of these elu v'elu disputes.
What about halacha?
That's for the others, but not for Ben Azai. Because he knew that they were wrong. That's for the others. Right? Lemaisa, he couldn't go out in public and paskin against them for the public. That would be Zokin Mamre, right? But he himself was not allowed to do it. He shouldn't have done it nonetheless, because he knew better. Okay? So he said, it's true he won't get Malkus. Again, going to the Ephraim's tribe. It's true he won't get Malkus, but a Shoyge, you can't call him in that case. Okay? Yushalom, he could probably call him a Shoyge, because he thought he had to follow Basedin. And therefore, whatever Stalochas or Kabbanas applied to any other Shoyge guy applied to him as well. The Bavli and the Bavli Yushalmi holds that no, he's amazing. He's not in the same category as the loss of anybody else who sins based on Basedin. Because he knew, should have known better than to listen to them. But Malkus he's not going to get. Why? Because Malkus, who's going to give him a throne, who's going to adjudicate the case. Okay? Says Maravlesaga, Pliga Rabbi Mona by Tanchum. Now, this business of Shim Ben Azai, this is not the argument of Rabbi Mona by Tanchum. The Raimana Batachum said, if 100 guys entered to the court, Achiro Kulon, that all of them have to pass. Now, here you see clearly, yesterday I wasn't sure if that was a question or a statement. Here you see clearly it's a statement. If 100 guys in court, everybody has to agree. So it's a very interesting thing what the Gemara, I'm not even sure what the Gemara's Havamin is, that Shimon Azai was a member of the Sanhedrin. It wasn't. It was a Talmud sitting in front of the Sanhedrin. But I guess according to the number of 100, that include all the Talmudim sitting in front of the Sanhedrin. I'm not clear. Now, at this juncture, I want to tell you a fascinating thing, actually, which I should have mentioned last night, but I didn't because I hadn't seen it last night. Before the Masechta Horios, there's a Hashmata from the Gilead of Ephraim. And it's a very long Hashmata, and it's a very, very Haskola Shadika thing. Extremely Haskola Dik. And he wants to say this is a funny number, this 100 number. Right, where did they get 100, right? What is this business of 100? 100 Dayanim, right? So 70, right?
That's a
mayor of Bono. So, no, he wants to say that he wants to bring down that the Essenes had a shita that you have to have 100 Dayanim in the Sanhedrin. And he wants to say that sometimes Chazal were willing to, you know, as opposed to Stokim, where they're radically opposed to the Sadducees, they're willing to give in on certain matters to the Yisim. And therefore, sometimes they actually had 100 members on Edgen or to placate the Yisim. And then he wants to say, it's an amazing thing at the end, it's too long to go into, obviously, it's not time. But at the end, he wants to say, there's a certain cryptic Gemara where it says that originally there was Hillel and Menachem as the Rosh Hashiva and the Abbasid. And Yotza Menachem v'nichna Shammai.
And the question is, where did Menachem go? What did they do? They kicked him out of being the Abesdin. So he wants to say Menachem was in his scene. And he held that you have to have 100 Dayanim. And this is the time in the Anshei Knesset HaGdol, I guess we're getting, you know, what's the word? Being diminished by attrition, going down from 120 to 70. So at the point where it got below 100, Menachem felt he could no longer stay because he was of the opinion it had to be 100, and therefore he left at that point. So I know Gilad Fry is basically making this all up as he goes along, but it's a cool and interesting shita, and you know, if somebody has the time, it's interesting to go through. Okay, we don't. So in any event, so the Gemara's question is, you know, over here is how come. So how, if Shimon Menasseh disagrees, so how can they not take him into account? How can they consider Pesach based on the altar passing together? So Pasal Lo B'Shlo Nichnas, he wants to say that it's talking about a case where he didn't come into the account. And again, I think it's Poshnah, isn't it obvious? So says Mara, now an amazing question though. Im B'Shlo Nichnas Ma'akeh, what do you mean? If he didn't come into the account, is an impediment. So for some reason, I don't know exactly where they get this from. Maybe Dafka according to the scenes, maybe they're 100 Dafka, but it seems that if they're all there and they need 100, or even they don't need 100 perhaps, they all have to be part of it. They all have to be part of the Cheshbon. So Pasla Karebi. This is more that's going like Rebbe. The Rebbe Amar Ein Lecha Maki Vel Muflav Shal based in Belud. Only if the Muflav based in is out of town, he's in Lud. The most prominent member of the Sanhedrin, or the leader of the Sanhedrin, then that's a problem in the Pesach. But here, Benazai, he was a very sharp Talmud, but they're allowed to pass in excluding him. Okay, so therefore, it's a very cryptic Gemara, very strange what exactly Gemara is saying, but somehow Gemara is of the opinion that Benazai has to be included, and then it comes out he doesn't be included, and therefore you can have this issue where he knows Spacey made a mistake, but he wasn't able to convince them, and then he stands on his own, etc., etc., like we all learned in the last Mishnah. Okay? Now the Gemara switches to our Sugya, to the issue of our Sugya. Vaha! Let's go with so it says Gemara. When it's based in Renex. Okay, for Ramana Batana, my Nichlusumer, Ramana Batana who said, you know, this, according to Gilad Fry, this Isian Shita, Nichlusumer, all 100 came in, Achiuro Kulam, or they off the Paskin. Abchazarke, when they reneged, they off the Paskin on the reneging, or Cain, or Rov Kat, or is it the majority which is there at the time? So it says, Mar, wait a minute, Shita Lach, if you're going to say, Pshitalach here in the Yerushalmi, the Mashbiach says, and Shadrach so means the same that the Bible says, Imtim Tzoloimar. I don't think we had this language anywhere else in the Yerushalmi, though. I think this is the first time it really crops up. But if Pshitalach, if you're going to say Rov, they eat a majority of the initial group, right? Rov Ma. Rov of what? Rov HaRoya? Rov of the 100 originally Paskin? A rove of Mishtai, or a rove of whoever's left. Meaning, okay, rove of whoever's here now won't be enough. But does it mean rove of the initial number, the rove of Mishtai? What do you mean by that? Echavita, what's the case? Nichlusumeh, if 100 came into Pascha the first time, umesumeh nesar, and 10 died. So he's now from the 120 to the 70, and along the lines they didn't replace because they were attrition. What do you think of all this? Very weird, right? Okay? So, but that's what it sounds like, right? So, Echavid and Nichusumer, Mesumer, and 10 of them died. So now we're down to 90. 90 Dayanim on the wall. Rov HaRoya Chamishim. So what do we need? Rov of the initial count, Chamishim Echad, 51. Intom or Rov HaRoya, we're going to say it's the majority of the initial count, that's 51. Now, if it's the majority of a real Sanhedrin, that would be 36, right? But if it's a majority of the initial Sanhedrin, it should have to be 51. You tell me Rav Mishtayev, it's going to say it's the majority of the amount which remains, then it's our boy Meshach, it's 46, and the Gemara does not resolve this. Okay, very strange Gemara. So that's more Gemara. Hevish Chatos, so this is a Gemara we had back in Gittin, in the Yerushalmi parallel Gemara. Hevish Chatos, so guy, and that's also in the Bible, you see on the side. Hevish Chatos, so guy, separate side of Chatos. For any of it, it's not material which one. V'nischarish, and then he became a deaf mute. Onishtata or insane. Onishtabit, he became a mishuman. Why is this brought down here? Because the next case, Oshachoru based in Mutter Lechol Chalev, or based in Paschim, this Avera which he committed was not really an Avera. And then afterwards, of course, he became lucid again, or he became able to hear and see, hear and talk again, or he became a Baal Tshuva. So Rav Yochanan Amar, too bad, Nidcheis Chatos. So this Chatos, at a time when it wasn't suitable, can never be brought. No, this Chatos is not Chatos, so it's still suitable. Rabbi Yisrael Bun Amar, Rabbi Acha, Mechalif Shmuel also. Rabbi Yisrael Bun said the Rav Acha switched the names. So the words of Rabbi Yochanan will not argue on that which was said, the Marim B'Shem Barabbo B'Shem Rabbi Yossi. And that which Rabbi Yossi named Rabbi Yossi. And I don't know why we don't want them to argue, but we don't. What did Shem Barabbo named Rabbi Yossi? He said, Gois, it says here, Goy, Kos, but it's a mistake. You see the Lusal Jerusalem B'Shem Bavli and the Gilead Ephraim, everybody brings down in the Gemara, and Bavli and Gittin, and he's starting Yerushalmi and Gittin, it says, Goseis, somebody who's dying. Zarkin Elav Midam Chatos Midam Hashama. You can sprinkle the blood upon him from his chatos from Hashama. So the Gemara felt, well, that shouldn't be in line with Rabbi Yochanan. It should be Nitcha because he's a Goseis, right? So it must be that Rabbi Yochanan, in fact, holds that there's no Nitcha. That's a very shvacha. The Gemara itself is going to point out there's no comparison. A Goseis is not Nitcha. He might die, but he's not dead yet. As long as he's alive, he's still shouting to Korban. But for some reason, Rabbi Acha felt that that's a contradiction. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan can hold that there's dichui, yet at the same time hold of this, that you can sprinkle blood on a goseis. So therefore, he switched the name and said, Rabbi Yochanan is one holds there is no dichui. It does get pushed off, and Hashem Elohim is one holds that there is dichui. Rabban the Kesar and Amrin, they said, and Rabbi Chia said in name of Rabbi Ami, and there it says name Rabbi Yasi. In any event, he said Chad Machlof. And Rabbi Ami, not name Rabbi Ami. Chad Machlof. One talk to switch names. The Chad Ramai, the other said, no. It should be Kiti Estaya, like we said it, as you say in the publishing world, step. Leave it the way it was. You don't have to change the gears. Man, it should be man de lo machlef. He who doesn't switch the names. Leislei be ilain kishuaya. He doesn't hold that these are considered to be, he doesn't hold of these, I think kishuaya means these questions. I'm not 100% sure what that means. He doesn't hold these kishuaya. But in any event, what he means is that it doesn't hold that, he doesn't hold that there's any comparison, because a guy who's insane can't bring a carbon. A guy who's a shoy, can't bring a carbon. A guy who's a mishumat can't bring a carbon. A guy who, based in Paskin, he wouldn't bring a carbon at that point in time. But a guy says, as long as he can get the carbon in before he dies, so what's the problem? So there's no comparison, there's no dichui, it's not relevant to say such a thing. Okay, now the one says a really cool Gemara, next Gemara. Command my lo yicheis chatos. So, according to the opinion which holds that a guy became mishumad based in Paskin. No, not that case. That's not a good case. The last case. Based in Paskin, that the carbon is not, this carbon is not necessary. Because this is not Avera. So, how's he going to sacrifice the carbon? Which coin is going to accept this carbon? It's very bad about the shkeg, kasha. Kohanim are not going to accept it. They're going to say, when he brings this carbon based on mikdash, let's say Rabid, and I'm going to bring this carbon based in good open season on Chalev. There's no issue anymore, right? So it says more Mio Kabli manner. So it's more a very simple answer. Let him wait. He'll keep the carbon in his backyard until Basin reneges and says it's also again. So there's no dichui. You can wait till such time comes as you can bring it. Or, it says your Ella, but the charge so says, oh! Or it could be done about case, Shoyok Kohen. It should be Ovar, Vihikri, the keeper. If the Kohen himself didn't hold the basin, Kohen said, those Dayanim, they don't know what they're talking about. I'll sacrifice your carbon for you because you're a sinner. Okay, so in that case, the carbon does work in that case. Okay, the Kohen might have done something wrong, but
is he, yeah, I was just going to say, is he allowed to do that?
No, he shouldn't have done it. He's right. Abusing his kahuna. Right? His is not the question.
No, he was right.
Right. Okay? Hayashim ben Azai, Mimakabi Mer. Now, this is also a fascinating case. This is even more fascinating, in my opinion. Let's say a Gadol B'Torah comes to you and says, you're the Kohen, and says, listen, I know the Beis and Paskin against me, but I hold it's incumbent upon me to bring this Korban. Is the Kohen allowed to accept it from him? I'd be mocker for him, l'shitosle, right? You know, the truth is the Kohen a lot of times had to rely on the say-so of the owner that he was chayav a Korban, right? They're always risking that, because maybe the guy Taka wasn't chayav a Korban. They weren't chayav a Dairishim, sure. So the guy, but he is an extreme case. The guy says, I have a choshev elof, I have smicha, you know, I'm paskin, I have to bring a korban, it's true other people are arguing me, but you should sacrifice my korban on my say-so. So what happens in this case? So it says, Gemara, this is a classically like Yerushalmi practical question, how does it actually happen, right? So it says, Gemara, no, you shouldn't. Yanti nat shiachsu ben basin. Yes, so you should wait until basin were next. You shouldn't accept on basin on the say-so of this individual.
Can
you
make it into an ola?
No, it can't punch. No, they're two different. Can't do it. Command of Eloi Ches Chatoso. According to opinion that the Chatos is still sacrificable. Do we say Tolodos Horeiko, right? Do we say the ramifications of a Psaq, of the Pia Basin, like the Psaq? Well, it's going to give scenarios. And what about Horeia Baroia? Read about a Psaq within a Psaq. What's the story with these? Mind Shin Starfu. They join together. The Gemara's going to explain now what these cases are. Hey, Chabir, what's the case of Toledos Haroya Kil Haroya? The ramifications of the Psaq. Ochl Tibur Chalovim. The Tibur part ate Chalov. Refused your Korban the same, right? And then they sacrificed Korbanos. And Beza said, no, it's not Chalov. So what did they do? They took their Korbanos and made barbecues. So now they committed two Averus. And Beza and Renee. They committed two Averus, they committed Chalev, and as a result of Chalev, they committed also, as a result of Pesach and Pesach, they also committed Shchut Echutz. They shechted all the Korbanos in the backyard. So it's based on bringing two Korbanos. One for having Paschal Chalev's Mutter, and the other for having Paskin, that Mimela, that these animals are not valid Korbanos, and therefore having brought about Shchut Echutz. They didn't Paskin directly on these animals, but it was a ratification, it was a tolada of their psak. Okay? It's a cute question, not a bavli. So it says, we're going to say that the ramifications of psak are like the psak, one for the psak of Ravkhet, and the other for the fact that they were rendered shkutechutz as a result. We're going to say that the ramifications of psak are not like the psak, based on exempt on the shkutechutz issue. The liable on being matir chela, but not on the shulte chitz issue. Says more kad pshitoloch. It says you're kini, but it should be kad. According to Rashi, so same thing for our purposes. If you can resolve this issue of toledus haraya koraya, let me ask you another question, which is a question just alluded to before. Haraya baraya manshit sarfu, a psak within a psak. Echadu, a case of psak within a psak. Horabes in chela kuya shel yamin. This is a psak within a psak means it falls into its two subcategories of a broader category. First one was a ramification, right? A led to B. What about A and B are both subsets of C, right? Not A led to B, but A and B are both subsets of C. That's our question now, right? So Zazimar, hey, Chavin, because it's more likely to say that B is a result of A, so you're liable on both. What about B is not a result of A, but A and B are both related to some overriding category called C? That's the question. So basin chelov kulya shel yamin mutter. First day paskin is a waffling basin. First day paskin, the fat on the right kidney are permitted. The shell small of the left kidney, it should be the shell mixet in the nuscha on the bottom, and of the diaphragm are also. The chasu then they rene. They said the opposite. V'chlifu. They said the right kidney's fats are forbidden, and the left and the diaphragm are mutter, right? Ochlu roba rishonim, and majority of Amisol ate are based on the first psak. For roba shnina, majority of Amisol ate based on the second psak. So based on that was liable to korban. How many? Eat them, you're going to say, well, it was one general issue of mistaken chalev. So only based on this written korban. You're going to say that they don't join together. Chayav and Shtayin, the base is liable to two korbanos. Okay?
Was it one halon based in, I mean, Saka?
No, it was two halons. But it was one general issue of chelav. That's the issue.
But it sounds like it.
Yeah, you're right. By Yochid, it might be considered a question of chelav. For some reason, the Gemara doesn't want it. In Psaq basin, when the, as long as they're still waffling in the Psaq, the Gemara wants to include that as one thing. Okay? It's not the issue of mice, the issue of the clarification of Psaq, I guess, is a different issue. Now, the next case, Shteiros Baver Achas, the Gilin Ephraim changes the Girsa dramatically. The Orsamech changes the Girsa dramatically. If you look at the Ephraim, it changes the Shteiros Baroy Achas, but the Shteiros Baver Achas. The Shaiz Yisrael also changes the Girsa pretty dramatically, but he brings in less out extraneous material. So I'm going to learn that the Shaiz Yisrael, well, at least doesn't start with a change of Girsa. But you should know, I'm just telling you one pshat and the other pshatim are totally different. Okay? Shtei aveiros b'aveir achas. Mayin sheit starfu. You have two psakim in the same aveir. What's the story? Echav idom. What do you mean two psakim in the same aveir? Achlu rof. Let's say the majority of the congregation ate chelev, right? And then, instead of a shachtu, the way the Shaiz Yisrael changed gears, it says here, the chazur based in, merasim, based in reneg, same thing we just had before. But then they paskin not the different kidney, not the other kidney, but the same kidney. There was a paskin first on the kidney, right kidney, let's say the right kidney that's motor. They were negative, they paskin on the right kidney again. And then again, achlu rov. Then the majority ate again. Okay? So it's the same kidney twice. Al Daitin Rebbe Meir, Kohen Rebbe Meir, who says later on, that if based in renegs, and somebody who didn't know about the reneging goes and does, you know, based on their saying so, he's liable chattas. Because, you know, by the when based in reneg, that's it, it's finished. You should, if he didn't, even though he didn't know the chazara, he's independent. He's on his own, right? So, daiter and mayor should be chayovin shtai. They're liable twice, right? Because the reneging in of itself separates the first psak from the second psak. He doesn't know if our mission has to do with hearing, not hearing, in and of itself, reneging separates. Okay? So Rebbe Lechaif too. Al Daik, Rebbe Shimon, according to Rebbe Shimon, who holds, no, as long as he didn't hear the basin reneged an individual, he's still considered to be nigger after the basin and he doesn't have to bring his own carbon. So to hear, sits in the middle, right, even though they're a chazer, but obviously it wasn't a total chazara, because they reneged afterwards on the reneging. So therefore, here it could join them together because it's the same issue of psak. So he says chayovin achas; they're only liable for one between the two of them. Okay, says the Gemara. Says the Gemara, achlu miut brishana. Now, what about if you only had a minority you ate the first psak? Well, miut brishana a minority the second psak. But if you join them together, you know, the minority from the first and the minority the second time, they'll make up a majority. Right? So the same idea. Daiter and mayor, corner and mayor, it should be pturim. They're exempt. Basin brings no carbon in this case. Why? Because each of them is a minority, and the chazara breaks it apart. Right? It's like Yudia ben Asayim, you know, the hellish day and lumos and Yudia ben Asayim breaks it apart. Right? A daiter and shimon, corner and shimon should be chayovin, because the chazara in the middle is not enough. There has to be some sort of additional element. I don't know exactly what it is, but the chazara in the middle is not enough because lumafreya, when they matter the second time, that jumps over the chazara and hooks back to the first psak. Obviously, with some connection between two. Amram Zer said, "So what is the machlokas?" Zer says, "Veshos beneom, the nafkamina between the two of them is whether time is sufficient. Time is sufficient between, in other words, now not in the other issue. The case is." A guy did on the base of Pesach basin, which was overturned already by basin. So the mayor says, "Amar Neislin lo shows such yishma. If enough time has elapsed that he should have heard, even though he didn't hear, so he's liable. So he could have gone and found out." Rabbi Shimon Omer Shimon says it should be actually yishma until he actually hears. Okay, so in other words, it's got to reach his ears. So the Kohen Shaiyat Yisrael, again, the Shaiyat Yisrael shot, other people get different shot him, we extrapolate from that machlokas. Just like over there, Remeir holds, in and of itself, the time, which is the chazara, with elapsed time is sufficient. So here he holds that the chazorah, which Beis Din made, is a sufficient break between the two psakim. And if it's through the roll each time, bring two korbanos, if it's a minority each time, they don't join together. Rabbi Shimon holds, no, they're actually, just like Rabbi Shimon holds over there, that it's not considered to be that you're independent based until you actually heard that based on reneged. Even if they did renege, you actually have to hear it. And even if a lot of time elapsed, if you didn't actually hear, you're still exempt because you're still considered to be linked to based in. So too, if based reneged in the middle, since we see afterwards that they reneged on, they're reneging, so that's not sufficient to create a gap between the two. So there, because it has to be like a definite thing. So therefore, if it was a majority each time, even if it was a majority each time, it's still only one korban. And if it's a minority each time, they do join together to make you liable for that one korban. The trip leaps over the gap. Okay, again, this is going to shout out to Tzro. I'm learning it. I don't know if that's the right shot, not the right shot, but again, Kleon Ephraim chooses a whole bunch of extraneous material, and so does Yoram Samach, so I'd rather learn it this way. It's the simplest way to learn. Okay? Vatani King. We learned like this as well. Hor beisim shuka elyon, the yachid b'shuka tachto, beisim pask in the upper market, the individuals in the lower market, beisim b'bayis, beisim's in the house, the yachid b'aliyah, and the other guys in the second floor. Potzer, this is like Rabbi Shimon, he's exempt. Achi yishma mamish, until he literally listens, until he literally hears. Okay, boy, going back to our Mishnah, I'll die to Rabbi Kiva. He said, according to Rabbi Kiva, dying who suffic. It's still a suffix. What does that mean? It's still a suffix. If a guy is between two boundaries, and here in the bottom it changes gears in the missiles to Shambish of Bavli, he's between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Loretz. Right? In that case, Rabbi Kiva is not sure. So Rabbi Lazar says, so what's talking about now? Now we're coming back down to the, to our mission, trying to figure out what's in between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Lezer says, if a guy is on the way to Chutz Lanz, he's already exempt. He's already exempt from a korban, right? If he's at home, it's an Hashem Tovi, because he should have heard. If he's on the way to Chutz Lanz, he's definitely exempt from a korban, because Ristomi didn't hear, and therefore I didn't have the capacity to hear, so if he's exempt from a korban, he's still totally basin. Rabbi Akiva, no. If he's at home, so then... even if he's on the way, he's still subject to Noshim Toli, right? And even if he's between the Tchumim, between Eretz and Chutz Loretz, it was still Noshim Toli. Only once he's passed out of Eretz Yisrael altogether, then I say, you know, he couldn't have heard it, therefore he's still considered to be linked to base, and therefore he doesn't bring his own korban. Okay? Says Rabbi Amshe Mishra Lo, says Lo Roya. In terms of the majority, it says, of course, you'd have to know the majority. If only the majority of Am Yisrael sins, so then we bring a korban, right? What terms the majority of Am Yisrael? Acha Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael. People in the Chutz Laretz, they don't count. Majority of people determine whether Baruch based on the Am Yisrael Chayte or not. The inhabitants of Eretz Yisrael, right? Latuma. What about in terms of Tuma Hutra B'tzibor? Right, we know it's all Tuma Hutra B'tzibor. So that's Hilcho Acha Rov Nichos Nazara. Those are the majority of people who entered the Azara on Erev Pesach, do the Korban Pesach. So when I ask a tremendous kasha, this is definitely not in the Bavli. When I ask, Ma Kol Kas V'Kas M'Sharim? We know the Shech Yushami in three groups, right? So if you go after all the groups, and I don't know if all the groups means each one independently or all three together. I think it means all three together, because you'll see that's the conclusion of the Yushami. We don't care about the stragglers. We only care about the first group. They determine. The first three groups end the base of Mitosh, so they determine our majority of them, Tomei or Tor, that terms of the two Mahutra B'tzibur that you are not. Before they come in, pay Mishari and Atzma, we check them out. In other words, you take all three kitos together. In other words, before we divide them into three groups, we don't go by first come, first serve, we go after the majority that way. Okay? Rav Shulman Levi said, now, some of the questions leave it for Re'iyah. And in terms of Ria means it also would have to do with Tumah and Tahara because it means terms coming to the Beis HaMikdash, right? It would according to Shai Teretz, so according to Bnei Moshe, has to do with Tumah and Tahara. It could be also has to do with what are the boundaries which a person could be Eilul HaRegel for Yontif, right? In other words, where's the outer limits of what's considered to be a Chiyuv for you to come? But the Gilyon Ephraim and the Oros HaMeach both change this to Lahora. In other words, what defines Eretz Yisrael in terms of the issue of Aro? We said Yoshua Eretz Yisrael define what's considered to be, you know, the majority of Am Yisrael. So what's considered to be the outer limits of Eretz Yisrael? So it's interesting because if that's the case, and you look at Yoshua Eretz Yisrael, it's not like Ole Bavel, Ole Mitzrayim. It's an independent, it's independent. It's Milavoch HaMasad Nachum Mitzrayim. It's like Ole Mitzrayim, not like Ole Bavel. It's the true Eretz Yisrael boundaries, not the boundaries of the Yishuv at the time of the second Beis HaMikdash time. So it's interesting that's it's broader boundaries, right? It's like from El Arish to the side and Tyre, one of those places. Okay, doesn't say about the West Bank or over here. Anything. Yeah, I thought it was, sorry, not here. Sorry, so north south, right? Nice try. Right, I heard of that. Right, the Chumash Rehuda said, "Time Rishu Ben Levi." Reason Rishu Ben Levi with the Yiduk said that way is by Yashlom Vayisi Yisachar Kol Yisrael. It says all of Yisrael gathered together with Shlomo HaMelech. I guess I don't know exactly why Shlomo HaMelech is the point which we focus, but then it's talking about because Pnei Moshe says that they're Kahal Gadol, so I guess it's the Rov of Yisrael anyway. And it says that they came from Levoch Hamot to Nachum Yisrael. Okay, let's go a little bit further. Hora basin lacros called goof, a basin the uproot the entire body. Remember I said we get this because this is from before. Basin uproot the entire body of an issue in Torah. Or they said ain't neither butter, no neither. We wish basin would say things like this, right? Ain't neither butter, and Shabbos butter, there's no Shabbos in Torah, and I put a Zora butter, all these things are okay. Harel Pturin. They're exempt from bringing a korban. That's not a raw. That's pure lunacy, right? It's not a raw space then. It's only if holy levato mixas or lekayim mixas. If they said part is true and part is not true, what's that? Ketzat. How so? Amr yesh nida b'ter. They said there is a katz nida b'ter. Ava bor shemeres yom keneged yom. But if relations with a woman who's a zava k'taner, she saw one day ziva, and Allah is she only has to wait one day in the court of the mikvah. So have relations with her, you're potter. Or yesh Shabbos Torah, the Shabbos Torah, avo motzi reshus lushus ayoch lushus aran, but otzah is potter, right? Yesh avarazor b'tzah avarazor in Torah, avo mishtach potter. If somebody bows out, but no, to take a specific aspect and they cancel that. Harei l'chayavin. That's the case where they're liable to a korban elim dover. Shabbat says v'elam dover, dover v'lo kol aguf. Part of it, not the entirety. So this more, what does it mean dover? Rabbi Chisya aran mi dover. Low called the word. They actually darshan a mem. Problem is that there is no mem there. Why is it going to say the mem? Right? Eli said, mi mitzvos. From the mitzvah, low called mitzvos. Again, it doesn't say a mi mitzvos there. Ksiv K says, well, wait a minute. Does it say these words the way you're darshing them? So it says, one amazing thing. We actually have this back in Soita. I checked it out, but it's an amazing thing there too. Kadamar Rabbi Amisham Rabbi Yochanan. It says, Gorin Lidrosh. It should be mitchilosa ad soita. We can cut letters off of other words, cut and paste. Cut letters off some words and put them in other words. So it says, V'nelam dover there. So we change it, we take the mem off of Nelam, where it's not necessary, and make it V'nal mi dover. Okay, the Peshitta and so on wants to say, well, we don't cut off, we make it double. But it's not cut and paste, it's copy and paste. But it's an amazing concept. And we talk about it, so like, basically, if you do that, you can make any drosh in the world you ever want, right? So it's kind of dangerous. Anyway. Right, in the middle of a word really means not really the middle of the word, but the middle of a phrase. We can take out a word. Says you pour mincha b'shemen on a minchahi, which is usually used as an exclusion. So we just take out the he. We learn v'yotzakto shemen mincha, and the rabbis call menachos liyitzicha. It includes all menachos for the purpose of pouring oil. So of course that's a very big question how exactly we can do that, but we're not going to get into it right now. Ask more. One more line. By the Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, Loim Teis Oker Kersh Kol Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. We don't like that. Wait a minute. Yeah, that our mission is no good. Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom is not Aloha Nida. It's Aloha Ziva. And it's a specific Aloha of Zava Ketana, which is different than Zava Gedoyla, right? Nida is a certain time month. Ziva is a flow, different time month. And there's Ziva for one day and Ziva for 3 days. So you just anchor an entire parasha in the Torah. The parasha of Shomer Yisrael, Keneged Yom. So the Gemara amends the Mishnah. Gemara says, you're right. The tackle of our Mishnah saying Shomer Yisrael, Keneged Yom. You don't put the entire Shomer Yisrael, Keneged Yom. And that's part of Nida. That's not true. In Shomer Yisrael, Keneged Yom, he came out and he said, B'shomer Laila Mutar Vayom Aser. They wanted to say flow only counts if you see it in the day, not if you see it at night. Because the Torah only says Yom. So therefore, so maybe it doesn't count at night, which of course would be a wild and wacky thing, but it would not be Oker Kol HaGuf. Okay, we'll stop here for today.